In our second reading today, we hear that Adam was brought into the world as an earthly man, a natural man. Adam was presented with a situation. He and Eve were offered the forbidden fruit by the serpent. This situation presented a stimulus that needed a response. David, from our first reading, was also brought into the world as an earthly man, a natural man. He was presented with a situation. King Saul, who was seeking to kill David, now lay asleep at David's feet with Saul's spear readily available, stuck in the ground next to his head. This situation presented a stimulus that needed a response. Stephen Covey, who is the author of Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, was a popular self-help book back in the 80s, read a passage in a book that changed his life, and he later used this passage as a basis for his book. This is what this passage said. Between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space is our power to choose our response. And in our choices lie our growth and our freedom. Adam and Eve were presented a stimulus, and they responded by accepting and eating the forbidden fruit, disobeying God, and bringing to earthly man a fallen nature. David responded to his stimulus with mercy, with respect for God's anointed king. And it dawned on me when I was thinking about this earlier today that in the Catholic Church, every person who has been baptized and or confirmed has been what? Anointed. Kind of makes you think second about doing something to somebody that's anointed, doesn't it? But he had the opportunity, David had the opportunity to kill the person who sought to kill him, and he chose not to. Although David inherited a fallen nature from Adam and Eve, he retained, as we have all retained, the ability to choose the right response. Adam and Eve chose to fill that space that exists between stimulus and response with themselves, with their desires. They used their own power to choose, and they chose to grow away from God and lost the freedom that they had in the garden. David allowed God to fill the space between stimulus and response. He allowed God to fill that space, and he sought to follow God's will. He used power from God to choose, and he grew towards God. He experienced that true freedom that comes only when we use our freedom to choose what is right in the eyes of God. How often in our lives have we responded to a stimulus and not considered the will of God in that space before our response? How often have we just habitually reacted to a stimulus, eliminating that space that could have allowed us to make a proper response? In our gospel last week, Jesus contrasted the Beatitudes with the woes. In our gospel today, he continues with contrasts: love and hate, prayer and curse, give and take, good and evil. Jesus contrasts how he wants us to respond, and he contrasts that with how the world would respond. When we are cursed, hated, mistreated, struck, or stolen from We react instinctively with anger, aggression, and retaliation. We want to get even, or believe that we need to make that person that threatened us pay. Make them pay. Then we feel that justice is restored and everyone's given a lesson in life. But Jesus doesn't agree with this type of solution. He rejects the use of counteraggression because it doesn't improve the situation. It complicates the situation even more and does not help the aggressor to become better. It crushes him, triggers hatred, and awakens the desire for revenge and vengeance. Violence may be able to eliminate the aggressor, but it will not save the aggressor. The only attitude that cooperates with the will of God is love. Jesus tells us that retaliation is not proper behavior in the kingdom of God. Just as God goes beyond justice to mercy, we are to do the same. It's a hard lesson. It goes against the grain. It's unnatural. We who seek justice usually seek a self-centered justice. And we need to move beyond that justice, move to mercy. But we can only do that through the grace of God. When we follow Christ, circumstances, stimuli, do not control our responses. We counter circumstances by filling that space between stimulus and our response, filling it with Christ. Enemies, aggressors, and haters make returning evil appear necessary. And then when we react to their toxicity, they make us into themselves. Jesus' words challenge those who had followed him to be more like God. God loves us beyond our expectations, beyond anything that we can possibly imagine. In response to God's love, we are to love as God loves, beyond expectations, and with a depth beyond imagining. As earthly men and women, we are created in God's image and likeness. We do not have to respond in a worldly manner. We can choose to be like the heavenly man, Jesus Christ, which we heard about in our second reading. Choosing to respond with God's love in any situation will enable us to grow closer to him and to our salvation. And as we respond, we are not to judge, not to condemn, but to forgive. Forgiveness is essential. In forgiveness and filling that space with Jesus is freedom.